Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday. It's hump day. We are halfway home, and nobody is more excited than I am. Today is going to be a fun show. We always talk about how from time to time we do what I call friends and family shows, where we just have all kinds of people that I just personally like. And they get a chance to be on the show and talk about what interests them. This is one of those shows. Our next guest, somebody we have been tracking for probably, I'm just guessing, 5, 6 years, maybe 7 years, since his days as a college Republican at UNLV. He is now in a suit and tie. He brought his dad with him, Mark, which is really kind of cool. And Jacob DeVille joining us in studio. Good morning, Jacob, and welcome.
Good morning, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Okay, I'm going to have you speak right into that. Yeah. There you go. I know you have been toying with the idea of running for the Assembly in District 37, and you've been teasing us, you've been saying, well, maybe, perhaps, I'm just trying to nail some things down. We are now to the point where it's put up or shut up time. So put up, would you?
Yes, Kevin, I'm here. I'm excited to announce that I will be running for Assembly in District 37 this year, or next year in 2020. I can't wait to do it and represent the people of Nevada and District 37 with respect and dignity.
Now, the question I always ask of somebody that sits in that chair, and we've talked to a lot of candidates over the course of the years, I always ask the question because there's a financial cost. I've seen candidates that have had to run their campaigns off their credit cards. They've maxed them out. They've borrowed money. They've done this. They spend a huge amount of time knocking on doors, making speeches, going to town halls. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to subject yourself to this? And there'll be criticism of you, I'm sure. Why do you want to do this?
Nevada is at a turning point, and you know, over the last 20 years, we've elected new legislators continuously with the same result. Education's bad. We're clamping down on business. We're raising taxes on the individual, and we're getting in the way of law enforcement. And really, it's time that we change that status quo. We move towards a direction where we put what's best for our state before anything else. And that's why I'm stepping up. I think it's time for that type of leadership. And that's what I'm going to bring to the table.
I know that you are a new generation of leadership in our state. You're a young guy. You're going to be running against people that are older than you, more experienced than you, perhaps in government. And I'm curious how you feel you stack up against some of these more mature, more experienced people that have been a part, either been a part of government or been a part of politics.
Well, that's what we need to do. We need to make sure we start electing people on their character, on their integrity, and what they bring to the table, how they run on facts and what their policies are. And that's what I am. I take my record over anybody else's. I'm going to bring that to the table where I'm going to fight for the interest of Nevada. I'm going to fight for the families. I'm going to fight for the people to make sure we are moving forward as a state. And it's time to move away from politics as normal, whereas somebody who's been in politics for 40 years doesn't have that same ability to lead. They can't communicate the points, and they're letting us down. And that's why I think younger candidates are a good start. But it's really about what you bring to the table and that character and the integrity and the ability to follow through with that leadership.
I know that you've already started talking to people in District 37, Assembly District 37, which is the old Jim Marchant district. Tell me what they're telling you. One of the great things that I firmly believe about candidates is not only should they be able to give a good 3-minute stump speech, but they need to be able to listen. You're a listener. Tell me what you're hearing.
I'm hearing, like I said earlier, we have an education system that's failing, and parents want to be back in charge of their children's education. And a lot of the people that were in the legislative session last year, they didn't listen to those concerns. We also have neighborhood crime and people worried about their communities being safe. And again, we have legislative agendas that are getting in the way of law enforcement. And we want to protect the way of life in Nevada. We can't keep moving away from the freedom that Nevada offered to a lot of families, to families like mine who moved from California. We want to be a low-tax state. We want to protect our freedoms on every front, our constitutional freedoms. And we want to be left alone. The people in AD 37, they don't want the government in their life. And unfortunately, we're moving in that direction.
I want to ask you about the state of the Republican Party in the state of Nevada. And the fact is that just a few years ago, we made this state resoundingly red. Every constitutional office, the assembly, the state senate, the governorship, we had it all. And now we got nothing except the Secretary of State's office.
Well, we had an amazing opportunity to put in common sense, conservative value type of legislation. And what we did is we elected Republicans that failed to follow through with those promises. They raised taxes. They did a lot of things that hurt businesses here. And it let down the people that got them into that office in the first time. So these people, they wanted representation that represented them, and they failed. They failed in Carson City, and it's time to change it, and that's why I'm running. So I'm excited to represent the people here.
Jacob DeVille, he's running in Assembly District 37. That's the old Jim Marchant district, and he's running in what may end up being a crowded field. I want to ask you as far as the size of the field, because that means that you're going to be spending money in the primary election that you could be spending in a general election. Are we doing this thing all wrong where we have like an 80, what, CD4, we have like 7 candidates and there's some very good people. And that means that a lot of those good people aren't ever going to make it to a general election. Are we doing this thing right or should we narrow the field at all?
I think the Democrats do this very well, is they choose people who they think are going to win and they get behind them and support them. And unfortunately, the Republican Party hasn't done that very well in the last few years. And this is the result. You have a bunch of people in CD4. You have a bunch of people in my assembly district. And it's going to take some leadership in the Republican Party on the county level as well as the state level to make sure we clear these races and we put candidates that are not only electable, but will legislate on value and principle that respects the Republican Party platforms. And until we do that, it's going to be like this, unfortunately.
What did you think of the 80th Nevada legislature? A lot of us going in February were saying, gosh, how bad can it be? How bad can it be? They own every constitutional office with the exception of the Secretary of State. They own the governor's office. They've got majorities, big majorities in the state Senate and the assembly. Oh, my God, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be Armageddon. How bad was it? Could it have been worse?
It always can be worse, I think. It always can be worse, but it was pretty bad. We did nothing significant to address education in the state. In fact, we rolled back programs that have been so successful, like Opportunity Scholarship. We went and attacked gun rights. We put legislation in place that wouldn't confront the issues that we're having in our society. We punished the law-abiding gun owners, unfortunately, and we didn't address the real issue. And there are several things. We passed an unconstitutional tax increase on businesses through the payroll tax. And, you know, with my experience helping run a small business, those things are detrimental to the future of our state, especially the economic prosperity. And so it is bad. We, you know, the people that we had up there, some of them tried their best. Some of them, you know, caved in. And we really need to put people in that place that are going to follow through with promises and that are going to actually represent the best interest of our state.
What do you think of the job that Steve Sisolak has done as governor?
You know, he could, like I said, it could always be worse. He, on a few issues, he did good, like the state popular vote, moving that.
Electoral college thing.
Moving it away from the electoral college to the popular vote. He did good on that, but he followed through with what he was going to say he did. He put in gun legislation. He raised prevailing wages on school projects. He did all these things that don't benefit the state, but benefit the Democrat Party.
I want to ask you about a new generation, because I know they're dealing with this in the Democrat Party in the presidential primaries. They're trying to say, hey, it's time for the torch to be passed. Is it time for the torch to be passed to a new generation? And are you a part of that new generation?
Well, I believe that it doesn't need to be passed completely over to a new generation. I think that we need to start passing it over and transitioning it. And we don't need to elect candidates because they're young. We need to elect them with their ability to lead. But that being said, we do need a new generation. I think people are getting tired of politics as usual in Carson City and in Washington, D.C., and it's time to put people up there that are going to put Nevada before politics at the end of the day.
I want to ask you about the state of the state. I know the governor always gives that address in February, and everybody, you know, was waiting to see what he says. But I'm curious. You've had a chance to talk with a lot of people around the state. You've had a chance to talk to a lot of people in Assembly District 37. And I'm curious what you think the state of the state is as we approach this 2020 election.
I think, like I said earlier, it's at a turning point. We're going in the wrong direction. We're moving away from the policies that made Nevada such a great state, and that's personal freedom, rugged individualism, and making sure the government stays out of the way of not only the individual, but allowing businesses to prosper and have that economic opportunity. So if we continue down this path, we're going to move to what people like to say a kind of a California-type policy in Nevada, and we need to stop it. We do.
I want to ask you, though, about socialism. I mean, we got the Squad, we got AOC on the national level. You got Ivana Kinsella, you know, and others in the Democrat Party, again, kind of a new generation. But I want to ask you, is it possible that our electorate is becoming more socialistic and less capitalistic? Is it possible that maybe the makeup of our state is changing before our very eyes?
I think we are not communicating what conservatism is, and we need to take our values to the people, and we're failing to do that. And we don't need to do it only 2 months before an election. We need to do it year-round, have a sustained effort saying, hey, you know, if you're in a household, you can't run a deficit. If you're in a business, you can't run a deficit. But why are we running our state government, our school systems, in that type of manner, where we continue to spend outside our means, and it's not benefiting us at all, and we need to really communicate that to the voters.
When you talk to voters in District 37, I'm curious: do they want capitalism? Do they embrace capitalism? What, by the way, we need to rebrand economic freedom, because capitalism doesn't poll well, and Democrats have done a great job over the years, whether it be gay marriage turning into marriage equality or whatever the issue is. If they find it doesn't poll well, they just they change the branding on it. But is it possible that the people of District 37, are there more of us or are there more of them?
So I think people in District 37 are, there's more free market. Get out of my way. Let me pull up my bootstraps and get the job done. That's absolutely the case. I see it day in and day out, you know, knocking doors and talking to voters. They want, all they want is the government to stay out of their way so that they can earn their money and not take a huge chunk of taxes out of it every paycheck.
Your candidacy is now about 12 minutes old because you announced it on this radio program, and we thank you for that. Every campaign needs something at various times in the campaign. You're 12 and a half, 13 minutes in to this campaign. What is it that your campaign needs?
We need support in every way. If you can go to jacobdeville.com, that's JACOBDEAVILLE.com, you can support us by contributing, you can sign up to volunteer, and you can learn more about my candidacy and what I stand on, the values that I'm putting forward. And you can share it to people in District 37 and around the state and say, hey, this is the direction that we need to go in. And I would very much appreciate that support, and I hope and I'm going to earn it.
And the address again, where and by the way, can they donate? Can they donate at on the website?
Yes, there's a contribute tab right up at the top of the
That's the most
the page.
Important part. Most important part. okay, so what's the address again?
It's jacobdeville.com, and the DeVille is spelled DEAVILLE.
And your dad here, your dad Mark is here, and so it's a kind of a friends and family sort of send-off for you. Thank you so much for making our show where you actually kicked this thing off. Thank you so much. I know you'll be in again sometime between now and the primary in June. Thank you so much, man. Good luck.
Thank you, Kevin, and I look forward to getting to work.
There you go. Jacob DeVille, he is running in Assembly District 37, and he announces his candidacy here on this program. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Coming up in our next segment. We'll get to some calls. A lot of you still want to talk about the immigration issue, the public charge issue that we talked about yesterday. And that's fine. You want to join us? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you weren't with us yesterday, we were talking about this thing, the public charge that Ken Cuccinelli has been rolling out. And how the idea that if you're going to migrate to America and you want to live here, then you have to be willing. Yeah, you have to be self-sufficient. We're not just going to move you to America and move you right onto our welfare rolls. We're just not going to do it. And as a sovereign nation, we have the right to dictate who moves here and who doesn't. That's a part of being a sovereign country. We do not have open borders. We control our own borders the same way the government of Guatemala controls its own borders. Russia, its own borders. France, its own borders. Coming up, the president spoke yesterday, Beaver County, Pennsylvania. Yeah, and I'll let you hear what the president said. He had a message for the House Judiciary Committee, also for the lamestream fake news media. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
One, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement for all of your insurance needs and a free review. Call Sam right now. He's waiting for your call. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. To your phone calls we go. Let's begin with Ron in Las Vegas. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good good afternoon. Hey, down at the border, these cartels are not only infiltrating us with drugs, but trying to set up shops and exploit children. One of the victims has a blog. It's Danielle Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. The picture of a hand over the glass, captioned, "Police admit, you dragged a 3940. Says, pay attention to every written word. Although we're all here together, there's very little chance I'll be able to interact with you in front of him, and there's a person on the other end of my phone. High school girl is a target for marketing by the two older females in town. She calls the producers and needs to beeline it out of town."
Well, I'm not quite sure where you were headed, but thank you. Thank you, thank you. You want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The president spoke yesterday. It wasn't intended to be, but it ended up being almost a rally speech because he had the union people and the management people at this petrochemical plant in Beaver County, Pennsylvania. It was more like a rally speech, and he had a special – this is cut 6. He had a special message for the fake news media. Listen to this.
"I think we're looking very good. I think we're looking good all over in Ohio, in North Carolina, in South Carolina, Florida. We just got numbers in Florida. We're looking fantastically good. Now, you know, sometimes, and they do, they say, Donald Trump, can you imagine if I got a fair press? I mean, we're leading without it. Can you imagine if these people treated me fairly? The election would be over. Have they ever called off an election before, just said, look, just let's go. Go on, 4 more years. Yeah. And then you want to really drive them crazy, go to hashtag third term, hashtag fourth term. You'll drive them totally crazy. I mean, you have one guy on television. I'm telling you, he's not leaving. He's going to win, and then he's not leaving. So in 2024, he won't leave. I'm telling you, this is a serious person. These people have gone stone cold crazy.
One of the things I found interesting, and maybe it's what the president's going to start doing, is taking on these charges of impeachment, these articles of impeachment, and one by one just essentially swatting them away. Because that's what he did yesterday. Let's go to cut 7. This is the president in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, referencing at least one possible article of impeachment. It's called the Emoluments Clause.
"This thing is costing me a fortune being president. Somebody said, oh, he might have rented a room to a man from Saudi Arabia for $500. What about the $5 billion that I'll lose? You know, it's probably going to cost me, including upside, downside lawyers, because every day they sue me for something. These are the most litigious people. It's probably costing me from $3 to $5 billion for the privilege of being, and I couldn't care less. I don't care. You know, if you're wealthy, it doesn't matter. I just want to do a great job. That's why I don't care. I want to do the right job. When this great building company comes here and wants to build a plant, I want to make it easy for them, not hard for them. I'm not jealous of them. I couldn't care less. Bechtel. I'm not jealous of them. I got sued on a thing called emoluments. Emoluments. You ever hear the word? Nobody ever heard of it before. They went back. Now, nobody looks at Obama getting $60 million for a book. That's okay. Even though nobody in history ever got that much money for a book. Obama got $60 million. Think of it. $60 million for a book. Nobody looks. Nobody looks at any. But with me, it's everything. Emoluments. Nobody knows what it is. Here's the good news. Last month, I just won 2 cases on emoluments. And the judge was scolding of the other side. And what it is presidential harassment, because this thing is costing me a fortune, and I love it, okay? I love it because I'm making the lives of other people much, much better. And each of you here today is living proof that America never surrenders. We don't surrender. And we were in bad shape. This area was in really bad shape. And now you look outside and you say, that's like the 8th wonder of the world. Under my administration, we're fighting back and we're winning because we are truly and finally putting America first.
Yeah. Yeah. That that's an applause line. That is definitely an applause. By the way, have you followed this crazy thing with Chris Cuomo, the CNN nighttime anchor, host, whatever you want to call it, and how he got into a scuffle with a guy in a restaurant or a bar, and just because the guy referred to him as Fredo, and that Chris Cuomo took it as an ethnic slur, similar to using the N-word. When I first saw it, I thought, well, it's the Godfather thing, and Fredo was the ne'er-do-well brother that you know, in some way ratted out the family. And but Chris Cuomo got all up in arms. I don't know if it's going to impact his job. He's not doing a very good job of it. I mean, the ratings, I mean, Fox just kills these people. But I find it interesting that everybody, even some of the Fox News anchors, were defending Chris Cuomo. In fact, tell you what, let's do, let's quickly go to cut eight. This is Juan Williams, token flaming liberal on Fox News Channel. Yeah, he is that political pinata that gets the crap beaten out of him every day on Fox News Channel, and they're respectful with him. I mean, they're not nasty to him, but they just pile on and they beat the living daylights out of him verbally. But this was Juan Williams defending Chris Cuomo after that Fredo incident. Here it is.
Tend to walk away. But it happens, and it's very unpleasant. Now, I must say, I'm taken by the idea that this was recorded. It indicates to me this was a setup of Chris Cuomo.
Yep.
And I think that the kind of rhetoric the guy was using was intended to provoke Chris Cuomo. Yeah. And I think that's why you see so many people standing up for Chris Cuomo, including people on this channel. I see the president doesn't like, he says the right is always being suckered in. Why are we defending Chris Cuomo? Well, I don't think that. I think that what it is that, you know, I mean, I just wrote about it in my column this week, you know, that I was, after we did a show in Dallas, some guy comes up to me and starts using the offensive word,
right,
and says he likes trolling me, and he and his buddies like putting me down. And I'm like, you know, what am I to do with this guy? And then he asks for a selfie. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
Did you give him the selfie?
I was you know, because I don't want, it's like this, you asked me, what do I do?
Do you think the comparison is fair? Do you think the comparison is fair that Fredo is the N-word?
No, I say that's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point to me is this guy set up Chris Cuomo and Chris Cuomo fell for the bait. And because I think all of us know that there are moments. I mean, you know, I apparently am very recognizable.
I guess so. Yeah. A Fox News liberal. Very recognizable. Stick around. More to do. We'll get to your phone calls coming up in our next segment. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter? I love it when you follow me on Twitter. At Kevin Wall Radio. I mean, we just make it easy for you. K-E-V-I-N-W-A-L-L Radio. Just run it all together. KevinWallRadio.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design, design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, we were just looking at the calendar, and it's been like almost 4 years since we started telling you about Real Water and how I love Real Water, the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, now Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. All you have to do is add a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, your juice. I use it with my juices. And I love it. Now, to learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. Again, all you got to do is go to KevinWallRadio.com. To your phone calls we go. Tell you what, let's go to Cheryl. Cheryl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. I am fine. What's up?
So, anyway, I'm an American citizen and I'm an Italian citizen.
I just want to say, for him to sit there and say that this is referring Fredo as the N-word, a lot of Italians name their children Fredo. I've never heard of a black American or African American calling or naming one of their children the N-word. That's how ridiculous these liberals are getting.
Well, I mean, everything is becoming an issue like that. Suddenly that's racist in some way, and again, maybe for some people it is. I don't know. For Chris Cuomo, obviously it is, and especially if he's comparing the use of Fredo to the N-word, it just makes no sense at all. Cheryl, I had to lose you because. Too much background noise. Sorry about that. But if you want to do a handheld call, that'd be fine too. That's all right. But can I tell you, you're right. You're absolutely positively right. Let's go to Mike in the Coachella Valley. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we're talking about the food stamps issue, and I think the Republican Party runs the risk of not only being labeled as white supremacists now, but also food supremacists, kind of like the soup Nazis, you know, like no soup for you.
Hey, now, what are you talking about? Are you talking about having a work requirement for SNAP stuff, for food stamps?
Well, I think it's... I agree with illegals, but... legal residency, I don't know. It seems like a little too much
why not make folks, in order to get some of these benefits, at least, you know, read to kids in their local elementary school, or pick up trash, or do something if they're able-bodied. Why do we let them sit home and collect food stamps?
May I speak? Okay. I'm a U.S. citizen, and I was one of these U.S. citizens with too much pride to ask for giveaways, and I was working for minimum wage. And let me tell you, I went hungry, and I was eating dates in a date packing facility because, you know, I didn't have enough money, so I would just eat whatever they were packing over there. And I've worked in the fields. I've seen the fields. They let the food go to waste. All the food goes to rot right there. All the chilies, all the watermelon, all the trucks get overloaded. They just dump food on the site. So I don't know.
So what's the argument, Mike? Mike. Well, okay. Mike's among the faithfully departed. I didn't do it. He did it. No. My only admonition to Mike is, well, that's fine. But they're two different issues. To say we're going to put a work requirement on people getting food stamps, if you're able-bodied, shouldn't you give the government something back? Something? Am I wrong on this? Or tell me at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. No, seriously. I mean, if there's something I'm missing here, tell me. But there should be nothing that prevents the government from saying, hey, we're not just going to let you sit home, watch cable, and we'll give you food via food stamps. We're just not going to do that. And by the way, your kids, when they go to school, they're going to be eating free breakfast, free lunch, and then they're going to get a backpack of food to take home. Is it unfair for the government to ask for some sort of work requirement? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And again, you know, we give out a lot of stuff, and we believe that there is a safety net that should be out there for people who are down on their luck and they need a little boost. But it shouldn't be a way of life. The same way 99 weeks of unemployment should be enough to get you back on your feet. I mean, we've talked about that over the years. But this whole notion that somehow we are wrong for introducing a work requirement for food stamps or for other government benefits, is that really wrong? Is that no, seriously, I mean, is that wrong? Let's see what you think. Let's go to Mary. Mary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that I don't think that it's wrong. And I have a friend that works at a local grocery store, and she told me that they can buy Starbucks with their food stamps.
With their SNAP card, they can?
That's a luxury item.
Wow. Yes. Now they would also pay. No, my guess is, though, they would also pay for a can of instant Folgers or some other coffee in a can. That they'd probably pay for that too, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, because that's a food item. But Starbucks is a luxury item.
Yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't be able to buy Frappuccinos for your kids for breakfast.
Let me ask you this. Hey, Mary, just a quick question. The idea of a work requirement for food stamps, if you're an able-bodied person, can you give something back to the government in exchange for your food stamps? Is there something un-American about asking for a work requirement?
No, I don't think there is at all. I remember being a kid and my mom lost her job and had to get food stamps when they were paper money back then, and she was so embarrassed that we were on it. She would make me stand behind her when she counted out, and we got off it as soon as she could because she was prideful about it. Now it seems like a lot of people aren't prideful about it. They don't. I think since it is in a debit card form, to them it's just like a debit card. It's just money. They just spend it. And that's not what it is intended for. I'm not saying people shouldn't be able to have, certain items, but I really don't think you should be able to use it for Starbucks. And then I saw in a local pizza place that it said they accept that for pizzas. And I thought, wow.
I've seen that a couple places as well. Mary, I got to run because I got the news coming up. But no, you're right. Coming up, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, the pride of Indian Wells, Jim Yoder. He's been spending some time in the Windy City in the People's Republic of Illinois. Cook County. Yeah. We're going to see how different life is in Cook County than it is in, say, Clark County or in Indian Wells. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.